Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the Daily Star Devotion once again with the Holy Spirit using the servant Pastor Mike Esmanda of Glorious Trinity Synagogue GDS in Accra, Ghana for 13 February 2024 in the Daily Star Devotion titled Due Order. This is the volume one. And we are taking today's Daily Star Devotional scripture from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 15, verses 11 to 29, KJV, King James Version. And I'm reading. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, and for the Levite, for Uri, Isaiah, and Joel, Shimeah, and Eliah, and Abinadab, and said unto them, Ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourself, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because you did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levite bear the ark of God upon their shoulders and with the staff thereon, as Moses commanded them according to the word of the Lord. And David spoke unto the chief of the Levite to appoint their brethren to be singers with instrument of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by, lifting up their voice with joy. So the Levite appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the son of Merari, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Cushai, and with them their brethren of the second degree, Zachariah, Ben, and Zael, and Shiramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, Eliab, Beniah, and Manasseh, and Matiah, Eliphiali, Mekiliah, and Obedium, Jeel, and the porters. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass. And Zachariah, and Israel, and Ishmael, and Jeruel, and Uni, and Eliab, and Masah, and Benia with the priestry on Alamoth. And Matiah, and Eliphia, and Mekinia, and Obedium, and Joel, and Alaziah with harp on the shimel to Esel. And Chania, chief of the priest, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. And Berenia and Elkanah were doorkeepers of the ark. And Shebania, and Josephat, and Nathaniel, and Amasai, and Zachariah, and Benia, and Eliezer, the priest, did blow with a trumpet before the ark of God, and Obedium, and Jehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over the thousand went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obedium with joy. And it came to pass, when God helped the Levite that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levite that bear the ark and the singers, and Chehaniah, the master of the song, with the singers. David also had upon him an ephod of linen. That's all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with sound of the cornet and with trumpet and with cymbals, making noise with priestries and harp. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. God bless the reading. Today, our focus will be after the due order. And this one, God wants us to understand that he's a God of all perfection, and he's very dittling. He put things in a dittling manner, in an orderly manner. Things must be done per his word, per his leadings of his spirit, as he speaks, as he orders. And he who is the Alpha and Omega, he must always be the number one. We must not be moved or led by our own self, but we must be moved and led by his word, led by his spirit. They are his things, and we come to partake of it based on his spirit and his word, based on he and us. Things must be done perfectly. It's not about us, it's all about him. It's not all about instructions. It's all about instructions. It's about him taking over and getting the job done in us, by us, for us. And until we understand that, things will not be done in a due order manner. Eliam, the Levites, according to David, they didn't sanctify themselves, and they didn't sanctify those who were with them. So when they were bringing the ark, Bible says, when they were bringing the ark, yes, they were bringing it to another place, to the city of David. That was where they were taking it. And Bible says, when they were going, there was a breach. There was a breach from God, because Uzziah touched the ark. He was not supposed to touch the ark, but according to him, it stumbled and things were about falling off. So he thought he was helping God. He was helping the ark, but it was not right for him to do that. When you come to God, he is the all-knowing God. He is the one that you can help. He helps you. Don't think you know better than him. Yes, he is a principal, self-governing God, sovereign God. He's loving, kind, merciful. But you must understand that he is also the leader, the head, and he command his host. He command his host and all build obedience to him, to his word, and all must be led by his principle, by his ordinances. So as much as Uzziah thought he was helping the ark, it was not right for him in the sight of God for him to help the ark. So he died. It was not right. It was a sin. It was unlawful. Before you think you know better than God, you think you are above the word of God, so you live in disobedience. You think your disobedience is a way of helping God, or is a way of helping yourself. So you rather want to enjoy those things and be that man, that woman, have that mindset, have that nature. You understand that God has always been existing. You need God to live. God does not need you to live. And the things of God must be done by God himself, must be done by God's way. And as they are done by God's way, we get to our destination. We receive the end results, which is due us. We don't perish on our way, but we get things done. And David understood it, so he called. He would not allow the ark to come to the city of David where he was. So he said it should be sent to Obadiah. Obadiah was also of the priesthood line, and he understood. Imagine seeing Uzziah dying, then you, Obadiah, you will still receive the ark into your house, knowing of the penalties, knowing of what could happen, what may also happen possibly. It's almost like a suicidal mission. But this man understood it. He took the ark into his house, care for the ark in also in a due order manner. He cared for it. And Bible says, after 3 months, God bless him and bless everything of his. You see, when you are able to take care of the things of God, we are able to take care. You see, you yourself, you are a thing of God, you're a person of God, you're a man of God, you're a woman of God, and you are his temple. When you are able to take care of yourself in a godly manner, as his spirit leads, as his word says, per his principle, per his ordinance, he also visits you, because he is there. He is there as reigning God. He's there as the King of Kings. He's there as the Lord of Hosts. He's there as the El Shaddai. But things must be done by his way. Things must be done as his word requires. Things must be done in a due order for him to respond, for him to show forth his mind, for him to say, I am here, I have come with you, I've come upon you. You see, as much as Jacob was running away from the face of his brother and going to his uncle, he was still carrying a covenant. He was still carrying a covenant that was transferred from Abraham to Isaac and down to him. So when he got to Bethel, as he so called it, he named it, he slept and he saw the angels of God ascending and descending with the Lord of Hosts about it, because the covenant was between Abraham and the Lord of Hosts, and the Lord of Hosts was going to perform it upon Jacob also. So Bible says Jacob said to God, if you send me and you bring me, I will pay tithe, I'll live for you. He understood it. And Bible says, as he did that, God, when later on God appeared to him, he told him, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and you. You remember when you were leaving to your uncle Laban, you made a vow, and I honored that. I brought you. God heard it. You see, the angels were ascending and descending over a man of covenant. They were ascending and descending over a man who carried the presence of God, over a man who have decided from henceforth he is going to live for God. From henceforth he has changed his nature. He is moving with God. He will pay his tithe. He will do everything that prompts God visiting him. The Bible says when he got to the house of Laban, he prospered. He got a wife. He got children. The Bible says Laban changed his wages 10 times.
times, and God knew of it, and God still made him to prosper. In fact, God took the property of Laban and gave it to Jacob. So it didn't matter the scheme, the plans, the manipulation that Laban did, it still didn't affect Jacob, because this man was doing things in a due order. This morning, God is also speaking to you. It's time for you to do things in a due order. If you claim to be a son of his, if you claim to be a daughter of his, let your heart reflect it, let your mind reflect it, let your going out and your coming in, everything about you, everything about your year, when others are watching, when others are not watching, when others see, when others do not see, when you are with the company, when you alone you are there, let it show that indeed you are a son of God. Let it show that indeed you are a child of God. Let it show that indeed Jesus is at the center of your life. Let it show that indeed you have the life of Christ. Let it show that indeed you walk by his way. Let it show that indeed you are moved by his spirit. Let it show that indeed his word is in your heart, his word is in your mind, his word is a lamp, his word is a light. Let his word reflect upon you. The Bible says, Jehoshaphat got to Ahab. And the Bible says, when he got to Ahab, they were all prophesying for them to go to war. And Jehoshaphat asked Ahab, is there not a prophet of God that I may inquire of him? Obviously, Jehoshaphat being a spiritual man, he knew who a prophet of God was. And he was only after them. Yes, those prophets, other prophets prophesying, they were saying all sort of things, but he could discern that they carry not the spirit of God, they carry not the word, they carry not evidence of who a true prophet is. And Micaiah was brought. And Bible says when he was brought, Eliam, the officer that brought him, told him that when you go, they are prophesying that King Ahab should go to war and win. What's CSD? And he also came and he said the same thing. And then Ahab said, have I not told you that you should only tell me the truth? You should tell me the truth. And before, the king said, because he never prophesied anything good about me, I never call him. I don't like him. And Bible said he came and he shared the truth, but still they didn't receive it. And what his word, the word that was on his tongue, was the one that happened. And this morning God is speaking to you that his word is flawless. His word is eternal. He and his word are one. His word is life. His word is the source of his authority. Is the scepter of his kingdom. Jesus is his word. His spirit is his word. He, God the Father, is his word. His word is the written. His word is the revealed. His word is apostolic. His word is evangelistic. His word is prophetic. His word is teachable. His word is light. His word is creative. His word rules the heavens. His word created the heavens. His word created the earth. His word rules the earth. His word rules the universe. He himself, is his word. So his word must be used in a due order. It must be believed, it must be accepted, it must be walked in a due order manner. When we do that, we receive that which is due us. You know, when the priest, they behave anyhow. Just because you're a priest does not mean you behave anyhow. Just because you're a son of God and daughter of God does not mean you live contrary to his word, you live contrary to his teaching, you live contrary to his leading, you live contrary to his principle, you live contrary to his ordinances. This morning he calls you. He calls you that as far as this year is concerned, it's time for you to walk in a due order manner. He has spoken to you of his word. He has spoken to you of his spirit, and he has beautiful things, wonderful things that he wants to give you. But he says, up to you to say that I will walk with the word of God. I will live for my Father. I will live for my God, because he is my king, and in him I move, live, and have my being. In whom I am supposed to have an inheritance. In him I am supposed to smile. So imagine the ark. Whoever took the ark to his house would have enjoyed the benefit. Whoever took the ark to the house, the presence of God would have manifested. The power of God would have touched them. The ark was responsible for manifestation of God. The ark was the presence of God. The ark manifest the power of God. The ark put the hand of God to work, but no one was willing to keep them. David himself was afraid earlier on. He sought after it, but he didn't know it would be sacrificial. Certain dimension of glory, certain dimension of height, certain dimension of promotion, certain dimension of blessing, certain dimension of the display of power of God, certain dimension of upliftment, certain dimension of dominion, certain dimension of power, certain dimension of riches and so forth comes with you being sacrificial in the things of God. Yes, yes, it costs you something. That's why it must be done in a due order. If it was just normal, everyone could have it, because it's normal for you, but then it's abnormal, because for you to operate it, it means you must be abnormal for you to follow certain things of God. Because obviously everyone would have thought that Uzziah was helping, the ark was helping God. Who told you that God needs your help? Who told you that God needs anything from you? Who told you that God is not able to help himself? He is the visitation. Jesus is the visitation of God in the flesh. God came to die for us. No man can die for us except God himself. No sacrifice is ever enough except the word of God. No sacrifice is ever enough except he, the Spirit of God. No sacrifice is ever enough for our salvation except he, the Lord God himself, coming to die and pay the price. That's why the place of Jesus must never be looked down. It is not negotiable. And this man, wherever that you are, God is calling you out. He's calling you out of that family. He's calling you out from that nation. He's calling you. He's calling you. Come to him. Don't say, because my siblings follow this God, because I was born in this house, this. But you have evidence knowing that Jesus is the Lord. You have evidence knowing that Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only light. Jesus is the only power. You will not come to him. No. It will cost you, but come to him. After all, Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What does it profit you when eternity comes, when everyone goes, when everyone dies, and you go and stand in front of God and you try to tell him a lie that you didn't know him, but he gave you the opportunities like today. Today you listen to this daily study devotion. It's an opportunity for you to do things in a due order. It's an opportunity for you to keep up to him and come to him by his word. Accept him. Yes, when you are a secret Christian, he will still receive you. Accept him, know him, and live for him. It's an opportunity for you to accept him as your Lord and personal Savior. It's an opportunity for you to know him. It's an opportunity for you to also be born again, and it must be done rightly. And Bible says it's an opportunity for you to be saved. Obviously, King Saul lost his kingdom, lost his glory, lost his family, lost a lot of things because he didn't seek after God, after a due order. God sent him, go and utterly destroy the Amalekites and so people. And King Saul, he did things which are only favorable to him. You can't do things which are only favorable to you in the kingdom of God, in your work with him in this Christendom. You must learn to be obedient, totally submissive, totally surrendered, sold out, and bought in the life of Christ, the ear of Christ, the eyes of Christ, the nature of Christ, as far as the things of God are concerned. So King Saul will go, he will see the ram, he will see the cattle, he will see the good, and he will still go and fake them. The Bible said God disposed him from being the king. Don't let your disobedience, the little things which you think have no effect. After scripture says in the book of 2 Solomon chapter 15 to 16, he said it's a catch for us, the little forces that destroys the vineyard. The little forces have the teeth, have the tendency, have the mouth, have the audacity, have the strength, have the power, are also capable of destroying the vineyard. After all, the little forces also, they grow into big forces. After all, the little forces are also forces. They are able to destroy things. And God is telling you this morning, it's time for you to do things in a due order. It's time for you to put everything rightfully. It's time for you to align your life. It's time for you to say, this year I am walking with Jesus. This year I am knowing Jesus. Jesus, I am all. This year I am all out a Jesus person. Jesus, this year I want only you. Jesus, I want nothing else. And David went back to where he was. He stayed there. He stayed there as a king, a normal king, a man after God's own heart. He stayed there. And Obadiah was also in his house. He was also with the ark there in his house. And Bible said God visited him. He was prospering. Everything was working. He was becoming very fruitful. Everything was working. He was moving from one level of grace to another dimension of grace. Early on, he needed prosperity. Obviously, he couldn't be blessed to that tune. But and now he has the ark of God in his house, in his possession. He attend to it sacrificially. He lived for it. So now he's blessed beyond his normal capacity. He was a priest, all right, but he's blessed. And listed among the priests, he was one. The Bible says he was blessed. Yes, yes. David was also a priest. He prophesied. He was a prophet. Yes, he prophesied. But and listed among them, Bible said, God blessed Obadiah. Likewise, God is calling out to you. Yes, in the midst of the multitude, those who will not pay the price, those who will not live fully for Him, those who will not do things in a due order, He, the Lord God, He, they also receive them, but they may not get to certain heights, certain dimensions, certain prosperity, certain advantage, certain glory, certain realm, certain visitation, certain manifestation. But them who will do things as they ought to do, I, the Lord God, I will visit them. I, the Lord God, I will strengthen them. I, the Lord God, I'll put things in order for them. And Bible says, Abraham took the son Isaac. He had everything for sacrifice. His heart, he knew his son, his smell was gone. He has sent them away. And God promised him that nations will come out of him, but still he has taken his only child, he has put it on the altar about to slay him, and God was still watching, knowing this man's heart, knowing this man's mind. And when he was about to use the dagger, the knife, God called out from the heaven to the mouthpiece of an angel, the angel of the Lord, and he said, harm, do no harm to the boy. Now I know, I testify that you'll be blessed. You have a transgenerational blessing. You follow me wholeheartedly. You set everything in a due order. And he said, and God showed him a ram, and he went for that ram and sacrificed him instead. You see, Abraham could carry certain dimension of blessing, certain dimension of wealth, certain influence, certain heights, in such a way that he was a friend of God, in such a way that he was a man who could speak to God and tell him, God, don't do this. He could even ask, petition God, why? He was a man who did things in a due order. And David, to that time, he didn't understood it, he didn't understand it. But when he saw Uzziah dying, he was afraid of God, and he would not go with the ark. And now he left the ark into the house of Obadiah. And when he heard about Obadiah prospering, he now said, I will pay all the price, and them who are with me, they shouldn't become a thing to me. Them who are with me in the priest, they must also be sanctified. We must do things in a due order, per God's word, per God's leading. And when they did things by that way, they were able to get the ark into the city of David. This morning, God is speaking to you also. You have heard about him. You have heard about his word. You have heard about Jesus. You have heard about his power. He's calling out. He's calling you out that he wants to bless you. He wants to visit you. He wants to put things in order. He wants to make everything nice. He wants to give you peace. He wants to make you smile. He wants you to get to your destination. He wants you to have abundance of resources by time that you walk after him in a new order. It's time that you walk in faith. It's time that you walk eating his word. It's time that you walk fasting. You walk praying. You walk practicing his virtues, practicing his principles, practicing his ordinances. You live for him. Yes, sometimes it calls for sacrifice. Sometimes it calls for sacrifice that will cost you everything. But your everything, and more than your everything, is God. And he will restore and repair things about you. Thank you for listening to the Daily Star Devotion once again. Daily Star Devotion with Jesus, everyday you are a star. For partnership, sponsorship, and inquiry regarding this ministry, kindly contact Pastor Mike S. Vanda of Glorious Trinity Synagogue GDS in Accra, Ghana, on +233 266 450929, +233 266 450929. It's also my WhatsApp, or +233 508 11 33 38, +233 508 11 33 38, or dailystardevotion@gmail.com. Daily Star Devotion with Jesus, everyday you are a star. You are a living star, you are a glorious star, you are a superstar, you are a heavenly star. You are a daily star with Jesus Christ, holy stardom on earth and in heaven. So also be heavenly minded, focus and particular. So also be heavenly minded, focus and particular. So also be heavenly minded, focus and particular.